Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, asking for a blessing on this service and this message, Father, that you've given us. We ask, Father, that the message would have free course in us, that it would cause us, Father, to think and to change according to your will, to help each one of us to do that which is right in your sight. We love you, Father, and we thank you for the blessings from on high. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength. We ask, Father, that you would continue to bless those that have a petition before you on the prayer list. And, Father, we know that you can do all things. And we ask, Father, that you would heal those that have a need for healing, that you would touch the hearts of those that need a word from you. We also ask, Father, that you would grant those that need a job, a job, those that need the finances, finances, those that need, Father, any special blessing from you. We ask this according to your will. You know the hearts of each individual, Father, and you know exactly what we have need of. We ask that your ministry would be blessed in these last days. You continually provide us with the things that we have need of so that this message can go forth to all ends of the earth, that you can touch all those people who are sincere, who are seeking to learn of you. So, Father, we know that you can take this message throughout the world. We ask that you would place it where you would like it to go, in the hearts of the people who are sincere, who are waiting humbly at your feet to be taught of your word. Again, Father, we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Because Yahshua is the one that gave us this opportunity through his shed blood. Help us to be faithful in all things, Father, to be humble that you would lift us up. So, Father, we do love you and we do thank you. And we ask that you would bless your people, each and every one that has come together to give glory to you on this, your holy Sabbath day. And for those, Father, that don't know you, we ask that you would reveal yourself to those that are seeking to do that which is right in your sight. It's in Yahshua's holy name we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. Today's message is entitled The Whole Counsel of Yahweh. We're going to start off in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 17. This is Paul, who is speaking to the elders. And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the assembly. And when they were come to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know from the first day that I set foot in Asia, after what manner I was with you all the time, serving Yahweh with all lowliness in mind, of mind, and with tears and with trials which befell me by the plots of the Jews, how I shrank not from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you publicly and privately in home, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks repentance toward Yahweh and faith toward our sovereign Yahshua the Messiah. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." Acts 20, verse 23. He says, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me." So Paul knew that going to Jerusalem, what he was heading into, what he was going towards. "But I hold not my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may accomplish my course and the ministry which I received from the sovereign Yahshua, to testify the good tidings of the grace of Yahweh. Now, he was given this ministry. Paul was given this ministry to testify, okay, to the Gentiles. And he wrote letters, because he went to Rome, but he wrote letters to the Romans. He wrote letters to the Corinthians, the Ephesians, the Galatians, the Philippians. He also wrote to the Timothy, who was the bishop at Ephesus that he had appointed, and Titus. Paul, Thessalonica, the Thessalonians. Paul sent these messages, these letters, to these Gentile converts. It says, and now in verse 25, behold, I know that you all, among whom I went about preaching the kingdom, and that's all the people that I just mentioned, shall see my face no more. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. See? He had persecuted the assembly. And that's why he went to Damascus when Yahshua struck him down, blinded him, so that he could use him for his purpose. Verse 27, for I shrank not from declaring to you the whole counsel of Yahweh. And that's what Paul did. He declared the whole counsel of Yahweh to all the people that Yahweh gave him. Take heed to yourself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed the assembly of the master which he purchased with his own blood. So he gave these elders a commission. They already had the Great Commission, but he told them to feed the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Verse 29, he says, for I know that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. And that's what happened in the congregation. See? Satan raises up. Remember, the wheat and tares are growing together. But Satan raises his own up to try to divert those who are seeking to follow Yahshua away from the kingdom. So Paul is warning us in this passage. He declared the whole counsel of Yahweh. And that's the question today, as that's the title of the message, the whole counsel of Yahweh. Are we declaring the whole counsel of Yahweh? That's my question. He says in verse 31, therefore watch, remembering that by the space of 3 years I cease not to admonish every one night and day with tears. And now I commend you to Yahweh, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build up and give you the inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities. In other words, he worked with his own hand to them that were with me. In all things I gave you an example, that so laboring you ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the master, Yahshua, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We're commanded by Paul to feed the flock. And they were broken. These elders, they were broken up because of what Paul had told them. In verse 36, it says, and when he had spoken this, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept with great emotion and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the word which he had spoken, that they should not see his face anymore, and they accompanied him to the ship. We're commanded to feed the flock of Yahweh. Yahweh gives us examples in the scripture as far as the type of people we have to be. Now, we're commanded to teach the whole counsel of Yahweh. We're commanded to put on that whole counsel, each one of us. And if you think about it, and we think about what we are commanded to do, are we lacking in any particular area in our ministry? Because each one of us has a personal ministry, okay? Just like each one of us is commanded to tithe, each one of us is commanded to rebuke your neighbor because you know, and I'm talking about in love. I'm not talking about hitting them over the head with the Bible. A lot of people become self-righteous, and this is why we're going to look at an individual who was pretty much perfect in most ways, but he became self-righteous sometimes, and this happens too often to too many people, you know. But we have to trust in Yahweh. We have to trust in Yahweh completely. Turn to 2 Kings chapter 18. Second Kings 18, I'm going to start in verse 1. It says, "Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. He removed the high places and broke down the pillars and cut down the Asherim, the Asherah. And he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made for those days the children of Israel burnt incense to it. And he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among them that were before him. For he held fast to Yahweh. He departed not from following him, but he kept his commandments, which Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh was with him. Wherever he went forth, he prospered, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. He defeated the Philistines to Gaza, and the borders of it, from the tower of the watchman to the fortified city." So he was a faithful king. Hezekiah was a faithful king. And in verse 9 it says, "And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years, they took it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, which was the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria carried Israel away to Assyria and put them in Hala and on the Havor, this river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes, because they did not obey the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, but transgressed the covenant, even all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded, and would not hear it nor do it." So they took away Israel at that time, but Judah remained. Judah remained. We're going to look a little closer, as they say, at the fish, as we go a little deeper into the word. But when we look at the whole counsel of Yahweh and what we have to do personally, you know, we take the scriptures, we take this information that Yahweh has given us, and we apply it. We apply it daily. in our lives, on our jobs, with our neighbors. We have a mandate in the Word that tells us here what Paul did in declaring the whole counsel of Yahweh. We have to do the same, brethren, in our daily lives every day. We have to be an example in how we walk. That's why when people see, they know, especially, you know, when you tell them that you keep the Sabbath, they know when the Sabbath is. So if they see you out, and it's after sundown for some reason, they'll bring it to your attention. Well, I thought you couldn't do that. I thought you couldn't be out after sundown. See? So they know. And that's why it's very important for us that we have to be good examples in everything that we do, because the people will bring it to your attention when they see that you're violating, you know, that which you were so prominently presenting to them as fact and as scripture. Turn over to Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. That's Psalm 23. It says, Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He doesn't do it for any other reason. For his name's sake. Remember, Israel was called out for the name of Yahweh. The temple was built for the name of Yahweh. The people were called by the name of Yahweh. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And when Yahweh is with us, there's no reason to fear. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, you're blessing me despite my enemies all around. They see that you are with me. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. In Psalm 27, verse 4, it says, one thing have I asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple. Now, what's so important about the house of Yahweh is the covenant. He's given us his covenant, his commandments. And when we take on the whole counsel of Yahweh, we take on every one of those commandments. We don't pick and choose which to keep. We keep the whole counsel of Yahweh. See? We keep the Sabbath. We keep the feast days. We keep the clean food laws. We keep them all because Yahweh has given them to us for our good. Turn over to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you in verse 1, he that enters not by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Paul told them that some of them, even in the assembly, even in the group, would rise up and lead some astray after he left. See? We have to be firmly grounded in the word of Almighty Yahweh. We know what the law teaches. We know what the commandment teaches. So we are firmly in the commandment if we have the whole counsel of Yahweh, because we're doing everything he commands us to do. We cannot be led astray. His sheep, we know the voice of Almighty Yahweh. We know the voice of Yahshua, the shepherd. It says in verse 3, to him the porter opens and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has put forth all his own, he goes before them. He doesn't go after. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. But the false prophets and the false shepherds aren't going to be leading the sheep. They're going to direct them. They'll be behind the sheep. See, so when the wolf comes, when the, you know, the problems arise, they can get away. But a good shepherd is out front. He's dealing with the wolves of this world. He's dealing with the problems that are presented to Yahweh's sheep. They know his voice, as it says in verse 4, when he has put forth his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And that's what we have to do. We have to be accustomed to the voice of Yahweh. We have to know who is directing us spiritually. It says in verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Yahshua to them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke to them. Yahshua therefore said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture. We saw that in Psalm 23. The pasture that Yahweh provides for his sheep. The thief comes not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. And that's what Satan the devil does. He's trying to destroy Yahweh's people. He's trying to kill them. I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And did Yahshua not do that for us, brethren? Absolutely. He laid down his life that we might have life abundantly. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. He runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. We know our Savior, brethren, because we're putting on the whole counsel of Yahweh, and we're doing everything that Yahweh asks us to do. He says, and I know my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock under one shepherd. And that shepherd is Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore does the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. this commandment I received from my Father. Almighty Yahweh has given us truly many blessings. And the greatest blessing that we have is Yahshua the Messiah. Because he has given us a way out, brethren, of this life. He's given us a way to get to the kingdom through the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. And Psalm 40, if you turn with me there, we're talking about the whole counsel of Yahweh today, brethren. And in Psalm 40, and we'll start in verse 1 there, it says, I have waited patiently for Yahweh. I have waited patiently for Yahweh. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. We know that Yahweh doesn't hear the prayers of the wicked. He only hears the prayers of the righteous and those who are repentant sinners. He brought me up also out of a terrible, horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And we know that rock is Yahshua the Messiah. The rock, you know, is solid. He's firm. Yahshua's the one. He doesn't... He doesn't waver. He keeps us where we have to go. Our time on this planet can be very limited. That's something we need to think about. Yahweh is the one that declares and gives us the time that we have here. Almighty Yahweh is the one. It says, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our Elohim. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in Yahweh. So this is our purpose here as witnesses, so that the people will see and trust Yahweh, because they know that we serve Yahweh. Blessed is the man that makes Yahweh his trust. And respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Yahweh, my Elohim, are the wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward us. They cannot be set in order to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you have no delight in. My ears have you opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings have you not required. Then I said, lo, I have come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my Elohim. Yes, your law is within my heart. And truly, Yahshua came with the law of Yahweh in his heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. Lo, I will not refrain my lips. O Yahweh, you know I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. See? He declared the whole counsel of Yahweh. He didn't just, you know, hide a little bit here or a little bit there. He declared the whole thing to each and every one of the people. They knew he was the Messiah. There was no question. And that's what we have to do today. We have to declare the whole counsel of Yahweh. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in Yahweh. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I come again and will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know the way. Thomas says to him, Rabbi, we know not where you go. How do we know the way? Yahshua says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So if we have that relationship that Yahshua has with the Father, we have that same relationship. We know the Father through Yahshua the Messiah and his life. Because Yahshua has declared the whole counsel of Yahweh to each and every one of us through his word, through his life. Philip says to him, Rabbi, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Yahshua says to him, have I been so long a time with you, and do you not know me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How say you, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I speak not for myself, but the Father remaining in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. That's why the name is so important, brother. If you know Yahshua's name, it's very important because of the power that it holds. And whatever you shall ask in my name, in verse 13, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's important, brother, because he declared to us the whole counsel of Yahweh. And he's telling us that we need to keep his commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that it may be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth that the world cannot receive, for it beholds it not, neither knows it. You know it, for it remains with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I come to you. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no more. But you behold me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judah, not Iscariot, says to him, Teacher, what has come to pass that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Yahshua answered and said to him, if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my words. Now think of that passage, brethren, because the people who don't love Yahshua are not keeping the covenant. They're not keeping the commandment. They're not walking in truth. They do not have the whole counsel of Yahweh. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you while yet remaining with you, but the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, is sent in the name of Yahshua, brethren. It shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. We aren't fearful, brethren. We're not worried about our flesh. We're not worried about where our next meal is coming from. We're not worried about our finances. We're not worried about these things of the world because Yahweh provides everything that we have need of. See? All we have to do is put on that whole counsel and keep the covenant and do that which is right. And all of these things will be added to us. You heard how I said to you, I go away. And I come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no more speak much with you, for the prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from this place. Now, he also gave us commandment as the Father gave him commandment. See? This is nothing new. Back in the covenant, in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 26. Jeremiah was doing the same thing. He was witnessing the same thing. He was telling Israel to put on the whole counsel of Yahweh. Jeremiah 26, verse 1, it says, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came the word from Yahweh, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh, stand in the court of Yahweh's house and speak to all the cities of Judah which come to worship in Yahweh's house. All the words that I command you to speak to them, diminish not a word. It may be that they will listen and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their doing. He was telling Jeremiah to preach this word to these people, all the cities of Judah. They were commanded to come before Yahweh three times in the year, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Pentecost, Shavuot, or the seventh month, when Yom Kippur, Yom Teruah, and the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. They had to come before Yahweh. So he was telling Jeremiah to preach this word. Verse 4, it says, and you shall say to them, in this manner says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you, even rising up early and sending them, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh. And it came to pass when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Yahweh had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold on him. They laid hold on him, saying, you shall surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant? And all the people were gathered to Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh. But Jeremiah was just preaching them the whole counsel of Yahweh. He was just telling them what was coming to pass, what was going to happen. See, he was a prophet. Even from his youth, he was a young man, and he was prophesying the word of Yahweh to the people of Yahweh. But the people of Yahweh didn't want to hear it. The priests, all of the leaders, they wanted to kill Jeremiah, see? Because he was telling them the truth, and they were so busy with their lives. And this is what we can't do today, brethren. We can't live a life of lies. We have to teach the law of Yahweh as the Bible commands us. We can't pick and choose what we want to do. We have to teach the whole council. Because what's going to happen, he's already told us what's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. Because Yahweh's word is perfect. It's coming to pass. That's why we have to put on the whole council as Paul did and went and preached to all of the Gentiles. He didn't pick favorites. He told them what was going to happen. See? What we have to do is the same thing. We have to trust in Yahweh. We have to be very faithful in what Almighty Yahweh has given us. You think about your job. You get up in the morning, you go to work. You have to be an example on your job if you're a faithful worshiper of Almighty Yahweh. You know, when somebody whispers in your ear and says, look, I need you to do this for me, and you say, well, you know, that's not right what you're asking me to do. I'm your boss. I'm telling you, you got to do this. You know, I want you to kind of drop some figures. And there's a lot of people who are put in bad situations by people who have power over them. But we cannot succumb, even if it means we lose that job. Guess what? Yahweh's going to bless us. He's going to bless us with something better. He wants us to be faithful. And a lot of people say, well, you know what? That's the boss. I got to do what the boss tells me to do, you know, even though I know it's wrong. And there are many situations in the scriptures where Yahweh has blessed people for standing up for that which is right. Do we trust Yahweh in each and every one of these situations? We all make mistakes. We're human. Even though Yahweh wants us to be perfect. And that's why we put on the whole counsel of Yahweh. Each and every day, we try to go forth and teach the law of Yahweh through the way we live our lives. Sometimes we, you know, like I heard in somebody saying, you know, I'd rather see the sermon instead of hear it. In other words, if you live in the right way, then, you know, we'll follow you. See? But a lot of times people will get mixed up in that because they're saying, well, they're going to follow this man because of what he's doing. See, we're supposed to follow Yahweh completely. You know, people fall. It says a righteous man falls seven times and rises yet again. So it doesn't matter. You know, and that happens too often. People are watching the men. They're watching the individuals. And they're saying, well, you know what? Pastor so-and-so did this, and, you know, what? He's running around with that person over there, and he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and yet they know this, okay? But they're going to follow the individual instead of following Yahweh. We have to follow Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah. Put on that whole counsel. Let's go back to 2 Kings chapter 20. We're going to see our friend Hezekiah. Hezekiah. In 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, it says, in those days, Hezekiah was deathly sick. He was on his deathbed. That's how bad he was. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, in this manner says Yahweh, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yahweh, saying, remember now, O Yahweh, I plead you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it came to pass, before Isaiah had gone out into the middle part of the city, that the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, turn back and say to Hezekiah, the prince of my people, in this manner says Yahweh, the Elohim of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of Yahweh, and I will add to your days 15 years. Okay? and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a cake of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, what shall be the sign that Yahweh will heal me? And that I shall go up to the house of Yahweh the third day. And Isaiah said, this shall be the sign to you from Yahweh, that Yahweh will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or go back 10 steps? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to decline 10 steps. No, but let the shadow return backwards 10 steps. And Isaiah the prophet cried to Yahweh, and he brought the shadow 10 steps backwards by which it had gone down on the dial of Ahaz. Now, Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. And he made, this is how they could tell time, by that shadow. And he made it go back 10 steps. Hezekiah knew he had 15 years added to his life. What would you do if you had time added to your life? Now we're going to continue in verse 12. Hezekiah was a relatively young man. At the time, Berodach, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah listened to them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious oil and the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Then came Isaiah, the prophet, to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say? From where did they come to you? Hezekiah said, they have come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? Hezekiah answered, all that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of Yahweh. Behold, the days come that all that is in your house and that which your fathers have laid up in store to this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says Yahweh. And of your sons that shall issue from you, whom you shall procreate, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, good is the word of Yahweh which you have spoken. He didn't get upset. He realized he was the one that had sinned. He was the one that had declared this to the king of Babylon. He showed his enemy what he had. All his cards, you might say. And he didn't respond negatively. He said, good is the word of Yahweh which you have spoken. He said, moreover, is it not so? If peace and truth shall be in my days. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made the pool and the conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his place. But see, the thing about Hezekiah, he was obedient. Almighty Yahweh. We all have these periods that we go lapse and we might forget and do something that is contrary. Okay? Psalm chapter 22. The whole counsel of Yahweh is this message entitled. In Psalm 22, We'll start in verse 1. It says, "My El, my El, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and the words of my groaning?" This is the Psalm of David. "Oh, my Elohim, I cry in the daytime, but you answer not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, O you that inhabit the praises of Israel." And this is what we are created for, brethren, to praise Yahweh. He inhabits the praises of Israel. "Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you did deliver them." And truly, he did. "They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, 'Commit yourself to Yahweh. Let him deliver you. Let him rescue him, since he delights in him. But you are he that took me out of the womb. You made me trust when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from the womb. You are my El, since my mother bare me. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." And we live a life of trouble, brethren. There's trouble everywhere in our lives. But Yahweh will deliver us out of each and every problem. "Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gape upon me with their mouth as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. And you have brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. A company of evildoers have enclosed me." That term dogs is, see it as the Romans, because they had encompassed Yahshua the Messiah. This is a messianic song. "They pierce my hand and my feet. I may count all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and upon my garment they cast lots. But be not you far off, O Yahweh, O my strength. Hurry to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog." That term dog is Gentile. Like I said, this talks about the Romans. They parted his garments. This is a prophetic, messianic, prophetic song. "Save me from the lion's mouth." The lion is Judah, his own people. "The horns of the wild oxen, Ephraim and Manasseh. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the middle of the assembly, I will praise you." Why did he have to declare Yahweh's name? Because there was a ban on the name. During the days of the Messiah, they couldn't publicly use the name of Yahweh. It was a ban, as it is today in Israel. "You that fear Yahweh, praise him." We have to declare the whole counsel of Yahweh, brethren. We cannot withhold that within us. "You that fear Yahweh, praise him, all you seed of Jacob. Glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you, the seed of Israel." He's speaking to each one of us today. "For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. Of you comes my praise in the great assembly." And this is what Yahweh wants. He wants his people to praise him in the great assembly. And we have to come together to keep the feast and praise Yahweh. "I will pay my vows before them to fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yahweh that seek after him. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to Yahweh, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. But that's only because what Paul did and what we're doing today to teach the whole counsel of Yahweh to all the nations. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. Verse 27, it says, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to Yahweh. They're going to repent, turn to Yahweh. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is Yahweh, and he is the ruler over the nation. That's important for us to understand. All the fat ones of the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he that cannot keep his soul alive, a seed shall serve him. It shall be told of Yahweh to the next generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, that he has done it. Almighty Yahweh is truly blessing his people in these last days. So we have to declare his righteousness. We have to declare his covenant to the people in these last days. Turn to Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14, verse 1, it says, O Israel, return to Yahweh, your Elohim, for you have fallen by your iniquity. Take with you words and return to Yahweh. Say to him, take away all iniquity and accept that which is good. So will we render as bullocks the offering of our lips, the praises to Yahweh. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our Elohim. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. And too many people are worshiping these idols today. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew to Israel. He that blossoms, he shall blossom as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under the shadow shall return. They shall revive us, revive as the grain, and blossom as the vine. The scent of it shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have answered and will regard him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is your fruit found. Who is wise that he may understand these things, prudent that he may know them? For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them, but transgressors shall fall in it. And we're going to walk in the law of Yahweh, brethren, because we know the whole counsel of Yahweh. And this is what we teach to each and every one of the people that is turned to Yahweh. In Yahshua's high priestly prayer, in John chapter 17, turn with me there. John chapter 17. These things spoke Yahshua. And lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he should give eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they should know you, the only true Elohim, and him whom you did send, even Yahshua the Messiah. I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you had given me to do. And now, Father, glorify you, me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. And truly, that's something that we've done this day, in the last days. We've kept and taught the name of Yahweh. We've kept the word of Yahweh. Now in verse 7, they know that all things whatever you have given me are from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them, and they received them. And I am knew of a truth that I came forth from you, and they believed that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no more in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. We have to be one with Yahshua the Messiah, brethren. And the only way we can do that is to teach the whole counsel of Yahweh and to put it on each day as we walk in truth. While I was with them, in verse 12, I kept them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them from the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify. Set them apart for a holy purpose, them in the truth. Your word is truth. And as you did send me into the world, even so I sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word. So there are many people who are going to believe on Yahshua through our word, brethren, because we are putting on the whole counsel of Yahweh, and they're going to want to do the same. That they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you did send me, and the glory which you have given me I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you did send me and love them, even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world knew you not, but I knew you, and these knew that you did send me. And I made known to them your name, and will make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. And that love is in us, brethren. That love is in us. Yahshua, in John 21, verse 15, called Peter and said to him, so when they had broken their fast, Yahshua said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He says to him, yes, Rabbi, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He says to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He says to him, yes, Rabbi, you know that I love you. He says to him, tend my sheep. He says to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he says to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Rabbi, you know all things. You know that I love you. Yahshua says to him, feed my sheep. When we declare the whole counsel of Yahweh, we're feeding the sheep of Yahweh. We're going to guide them in the paths of righteousness. Almighty Yahweh is blessing his people in these last days. He's looking for a people who are willing to go the extra mile, to show love one to another, to overcome this world. For our closing passage, I want you to turn with me back to Isaiah chapter 38. This is a different version, but it's about Hezekiah. Again, Almighty Yahweh healed Hezekiah completely. Isaiah chapter 38. It says, in those days Hezekiah was deathly sick. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, in this manner says Yahweh, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yahweh and said, remember now, O Yahweh, I plead you, how I have walked before you in truth with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of Yahweh came to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, in this manner says Yahweh, the Elohim of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add to your days 15 years, and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city, and this shall be the sign to you from Yahweh, that Yahweh will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will cause the shadow on the steps, which has gone down on the dial of Ahaz with the sun, to return backward 10 steps. So the sun returned 10 steps on the dial on which it had gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, of king of Judah, when he had been sick was recovered in his sickness, I said, in the noontide of my days, I shall go into the gates of Sheol. The noontide is half of the day. So he's talking about half of his days. He took over when he was 25 years old. Okay? He reigned 29 years, so he died at 54 years old. He was given that extra 15 years. Hezekiah was a very young man at this time when he was healed and given that extra 15 years. I said, I shall not see Yah, even Yah, in the land of the living. I shall be hold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is removed and is carried away from me as a shepherd's tent. He was the shepherd of Israel. He was a righteous king. Yahweh added 15 years to his life. I have rolled up like a weaver my life. He will cut me off from the loom. From day even to night will you make an end of me. I quieted myself until morning as a lion, so he breaks all my bones. From day even to night will you make an end of me. Like a swallow or a crane, so did I chatter. I did moan as a dove. My eyes fail with looking upward. O Yahweh, I am oppressed. Be my surety. What shall I say? He has both spoken to me and himself has done it. I shall go softly all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. O Yahweh, by these things men live, and holy in it is the life of my spirit. Therefore you recover me and make me to live. Behold, it was for my peace that I had great bitterness, but you have in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot praise you. Death cannot celebrate you. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living, he shall praise you as I do this day. And that's what we have to do, brethren. As a part of the whole counsel of Yahweh, we have to praise Yahweh every day. He inhabits the praises of Israel. The Father to the children shall make known your truth. Yahweh is ready to save. Therefore, we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of Yahweh. Now Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of Yahweh? And we know that sign was that the son would go back 10 steps. Almighty Yahweh healed Hezekiah completely from his illness and added 15 years to his life. We who are overcomers will have eternity added to our lives as we keep the whole counsel of Yahweh and share and teach that with the people around us. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you that has given Almighty Yahweh your complete allegiance and love. Because as we declare the whole counsel of Yahweh in our lives each and every day, the people who see us are going to praise Yahweh and give glory to his holy name. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you seek to do Almighty Yahweh's will. At this time, we'll stand and have a closing prayer. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace. We thank you for calling us out of this sinful world into your marvelous light. We ask, Father, that you would touch each and every one of our hearts, that you would truly mold us and make us after your will, that we would keep the whole counsel of your law, that we would share this with the people around us, that we would rejoice before you, because you've told us in your word that anything that we would ask in Yahshua's name, you would give it. But we know that this still has to be according to your will. We cannot ask for foolish things, but we can ask for the things that will bring Yahshua back sooner, that will build this ministry, that will help each and every one of us overcome this world and Satan the devil. So help us, Father, with the wisdom that we need so that we can overcome this world and that we would have the whole counsel of Yahweh a part of our lives each and every day. We thank you, we praise you, and give glory to you each and every day of our lives. Again, we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and in his holy name we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah.